Be airing some reruns of old shows for the next 4 weeks. A new show will be back on September 1st, Labor Day. Meantime, have a wonderful month, and I hope you enjoy listening to these repeats of earlier programs. Please be aware that some times and dates may no longer be relevant. Welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name is Daniel Wolf, and here we are already in the middle of July. Where is the summer going so quickly? Well, some sad news. Just over a week ago, the great trumpeter Jim Rotundi died abruptly of a heart attack in France. He'd made his home in France and Austria for a number of years. Jim Rotundi was an educator as well as a trumpeter, and he played with the likes of Ray Charles, with people like Toshiko Akiyoshi, with the vibraphonist Lionel Hampton, and his most frequent collaborators were the saxophonist Eric Alexander and the pianist David Hazeltine, among others. And they played with a band called One for All. So let us hear from Jim Rotundi, along with Ralph Bowen, Mike DeRubo, and David Hazeltine, from an album called The Move. Here's a song entitled Julianne. just heard Julianne with the trumpeter Jim Rotundi, who just died over a week ago, and I picked that particular track because Julianne also happens to be my wife's name. I could have picked many other tracks, but I went with that one. So let us move on now to a birthday marking, not a celebration. The artist has left us some time back, and that is Alan Dawson. Alan Dawson was a drummer who didn't actually record a super lot as a leader, but is well known as an educator. He was based in Lexington, Massachusetts, and had to retire fairly early. He is probably best known as the teacher of the jazz prodigy Tony Williams, also sadly now deceased, who of course was the percussion guy for the second Miles Davis quintet. So let us hear something from Alan Dawson. We will go to an album called Waltzing with Flo. Here he is doing the old standard Old Devil Moon. was Alan Dawson, the percussionist who died of leukemia in 1996. And that was from his only recorded album as a leader, though he had many as a sideman. And the album, again, was called Waltzing with Flo. Let's move on to an instrument we don't hear often on this show, and that is the harmonica. And one of the virtues of the harmonica in both classical and jazz was Larry Adler. And Larry Adler was an American musician who specialized in longer form music, particularly what I would call sort of jazz classical, things like George Gershwin, but he also played mainstream classical musicians such as Darius Milhaud and Ralph Vaughan Williams. But later in his career, he would collaborate with people such as Elton John and Kate Bush. He was born in Baltimore and made his break in the 40s and 50s. And a little bit of irony here, in 1964, when he was asked of his opinion of a brand new group called the Beatles, he said he thought they had little musical talent. Well, move on to a few years later, and on his 80th birthday, he recorded an album of Gershwin tunes, but the producer of it was none other than the Beatles' great producer, Sir George Martin. So interesting how things turn out. Anyway, let's go to one of his signature tracks, which is his version of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, not the whole thing, but just a couple of movements from it. So Larry Adler and Rhapsody in Blue. harmonica virtuoso Larry Adler and George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Let's turn to some very new jazz, indeed just released last week, and that is from the Reno, Nevada-born saxophonist Brian Landris. Now, I haven't played Brian Landris on the show before. He is an interesting guy. He teaches at the Berklee College of Music, and he's a specialist particularly in what you might class as low register woodwinds. So he plays the baritone sax, the bass sax, he plays the bass flute, among others, and he's just released his 10th album as a leader, and it is an album entirely of Duke Ellington and Billy Stringhorn music. So let's give it a listen, and here's Brian Landris with Duke Ellington's composition, Warm Valley. And after that, we'll take our halftime break and be back with more Dark Glasses here on CFRC.
Thank you. community, connection, and killer harmonies? Spectrum Voices is a non-audition 2S LGBTQ+ and allied choir. Join rehearsals in the music room, that's B219, in Duncan MacArthur Hall on Saturdays from 10:45 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. All experience levels are welcome. You can connect with the choir at linktree.com/spectrumvoices. We look forward to singing with you.
Have you ever found a wild animal in distress and haven't known what to do? Sandy Pines Wildlife Center has launched an online course to equip you with the skills needed to identify a wild animal in distress and to safely transport the animal to the center for treatment. The course, called Wildlife Aware Workplace Training, focuses on workplace encounters with wildlife, but is open to any member in the public who wants to support wildlife in our community. Register today and help wild animals receive the time-sensitive medical care they need for successful rehabilitation and release. Visit our Facebook page at Sandy Pines Wildlife Center for more details.
Welcome back to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Just before the break, we heard Warm Valley, a Duke Ellington composition, but done on the brand new album by the American saxophonist and flautist Brian Lantris. Let's hear from another brand new album, this time by a Canadian artist, and that is Amanda Martinez. Amanda Martinez specializes in Latin and Hispanic music. She's released 7 albums up until just this past week, when her newest album called Recuerdo has come out. It's a lovely album. I listened to it over the weekend. In fact, I had a hard time picking which track I wanted to put on the show. So let's hear Amanda and No Te Vayas, Amanda Martinez.
Quiero ofrecerte
Canadian vocalist Amanda Martinez from her brand new album entitled Recuerdo. And I'll be putting Amanda on the show. I think this is the first time I've played her, but she will be back, I'm sure. So I love movies as much as I love music, and particularly old vintage movies. A couple of years ago at home, we were on a Frederick March binge, and lately we've been on a Cary Grant binge, visiting some of his older and lesser known films. And among those, we happened to watch his very last film, which was a movie called Walk, Don't Run, which he made in 1966, co-starring Samantha Eggar and Jim Hutton. Now, it's actually a remake of a, I think, better film from the mid-40s called The More the Merrier, and the theme is about a housing shortage where an older guy rents a room from a young woman and then acts as Cupid between yet a third roommate. And the movie is pretty amusing, at Walk, Don't Run, but one of the things that surprised me is that it actually has nothing to do with a classic mid-50s jazz song by the composer and guitarist Johnny Smith. Now, Johnny Smith's album has been covered, by his song rather, has been covered many times, Walk, Don't Run. It was covered by The Ventures in the early 60s, instrumental guitar group. It was also covered by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass in a mid-60s album that I really like called Going Places, which happens to have been the very first cassette tape, if you remember cassette tapes, that I was given as a, I think, 9 or 10 year old for my brand new Radio Shack tape recorder. And so after watching Walk, Don't Run the movie and finding out that Walk, Don't Run the song was not part of its soundtrack, I went back to the Going Places album. And what I'm going to play now is Walk, Don't Run, but also three other Herb Alpert songs in rapid succession without further introduction. They are Spanish Flea, A Walk in the Black Forest, and Tijuana Taxi. They're all very, very short, and that's why I've stuck them together. So, from the album Going Places, beginning with Walk, Don't Run, here is Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Thank you.
We just heard four successive tracks from Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass's 1965 album entitled Going Places. And Herb Alpert, founder of A&M Records, is still with us at the age of 89. And I'll probably do a bit of a profile on him and the brass in March when he hopefully marks his 90th birthday. Let's move on now and close out the show with a tribute to Just In Time Records, which is a great Canadian jazz label founded 41 years ago, by Jim West. Jim West founded Just In Time as an outlet for mainly Canadian jazz musicians, although it recorded many non-Canadian musicians as well. And just this week it was announced that Mr. West is retiring from Just In Time. The label will go on. It has been taken over by the larger Network Music Group, a Canadian collection of labels, which has done lots of stuff in jazz as well as pop. So I'm reasonably confident that Just In Time will preserve its unique identity. We're going to hear two guitarists from Just In Time's 40th anniversary compilation album, just released a year ago. It's called 40 Years of Just In Time Records. The first is Nelson Simmons, a Nova Scotia-born guitarist who died in 2008. He had to retire quite a few years earlier because of heart problems, and he died in 2008 in Montreal. But he released a single album as a leader with a quartet called the Nelson Simmons Quartet that came out in the Just In Time label in 1992, and he's accompanied here by Norman Guibeau, Wally Mohammed, and Jean Boudet. The original album was entitled Getting Personal. Here's the Nelson Simmons Quartet with the title track. the Nelson Simmons Quartet and Getting Personal. That was the sole album released by Nelson Simmons during his life. Let's go to a much more prolific Canadian guitarist, also on the Just in Time label, and that is the Hamilton-born guitar master called once by an American commentator the Coltrane of jazz guitar. This is Sonny Greenwich, who's had a long career, released well over a dozen albums. He's now 88 years old. We're going to go back to his earliest Just in Time album, and that was an album entitled Bird of Paradise, released in 1986. Here's the title track from that album. And Bird of Paradise. We will have to leave it there for today's program. You have been listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 from Kingston, Ontario. My name's Daniel Wolfe, and until next time, be careful. It's really hot. We're in the dog days of summer, so keep cool and stay safe.
Watch your life and breathe your star light. Sunglasses tonight, so I can keep track of the visions in my eyes. While she's deceiving me, it cuts my security as she's in control of me. I turn to her and say, don't you should blame on the guy in shades or no?
The guy in shades, the guy in shades or no?
Don't masquerade.
What do you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Saturday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Overeasy, for Making Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.